This is KUT 90.5 and KUT.org. I'm Jerry Quijano. It took more than 3 months for the city of Austin to confirm the first 5,000 cases of coronavirus in the area. In the last 12 days, that amount has doubled to more than 10,000. Multiple cities in Texas are experiencing a surge of COVID-19. On Thursday, Governor Greg Abbott made it mandatory to wear a face covering in public if you're in a county with more than 20 confirmed cases of COVID-19. And today, a new order from Austin Mayor Steve Adler prohibits most gatherings of more than 10 people. New cases and hospitalizations are on the rise, and so too is the demand to be tested for the virus. But some people in Austin are struggling even to find a test, and when they do, some are waiting hours before a site opens up. KUT's Marissa Charpentier wrote about the struggle to keep up with the demand for testing in the area. She joins me now. Hi, Marissa. How are you?
I'm good, Jerry. How are you?
I'm doing great. Last month, Austin Public Health was encouraging people with no symptoms to be tested for coronavirus. What are they saying about testing now?
Yeah, so Austin Public Health and a lot of other testing providers in Austin are dealing with an influx in the number of people who want to get tested, and they're struggling to keep up with that demand. So Austin Public Health, previously they were testing anyone who wanted to test, but now they are prioritizing it to people who are actually showing symptoms of COVID-19. And they're also saying that people who have health insurance should seek a test somewhere else at a private provider, if possible, because they don't want to take up space at a public testing site for someone who doesn't have insurance.
Now that the city is prioritizing tests for certain populations, where are other people finding COVID tests?
So you can get a COVID-19 test at pharmacies or urgent care centers or other private testing locations in Austin. We actually have a map on KUT.org that outlines different testing sites, and you know, a lot of them will require you to do a phone or telemedicine assessment in advance. And then Austin Public Health is also working to release a map of testing sites in Austin so people can understand what their options are other than a public testing site.
Community Care is one of the few test providers here in Austin that doesn't require an appointment. In your article on KUT.org, someone is quoted as saying that they went basically from doing about 30 tests a day to almost 400, maybe more than that. That even forced them to shut down a couple locations because of that demand. How are they planning to adjust?
Community Care is one of the few testing providers that doesn't require you have an appointment, and they also offer free tests to people without health insurance. And they have been reporting a really high increase in demand in the last couple weeks, and that forced them to shut down a couple of their smaller locations just because they didn't have the space necessary to complete how many tests they were getting requests for. Their parking lots were overflowing, and they just didn't have the staff to keep up. So they are relocating their William Cannon and Pflugerville locations and trying to find a larger space to conduct drive-through testing, and they're also hiring more staff to keep up with the demand.
So let's talk about contact tracing a little bit. This week, Austin Public Health's top doctor, Mark Escott, said that trying to contact trace with all these new cases is basically almost useless at this point. Tell us again what contact tracing is and does, and tell us some of the obstacles that health officials are encountering while trying to do it.
Contact tracing is the process of identifying people who have come in contact with someone with a contagious disease like COVID-19 so they can be told to quarantine to prevent any further spread. But that process doesn't start until a test result comes back positive. Right now, because a lot of the state and local labs that process these tests are being flooded with so many tests right now, that test results have been delayed. It's taking days longer than normal to get test results back to people. So, you know, that really impedes a contact tracer's ability to intervene in time. And additionally, Austin Public Health has said that because we're in a time of such uncontrolled, widespread transmission of this disease, contact tracing is not going to be that effective, especially when people are going out and maybe encountering, you know, hundreds of people in a single week.
Demand for testing is so high right now that people are waiting for a test and maybe even being turned away. if someone, one of our listeners, is concerned that they might be sick, but they can't find a test right now, what should they do?
Health officials are saying that if you have symptoms or been in contact with someone who has tested positive and you want to get tested and you can't, you should go ahead and act as if you have COVID-19. You should isolate yourself from others, including the people that you live with. And if you can't isolate in your own home, Austin Public Health has an isolation facility that they've set up for people. And it's basically a free hotel room where you can isolate from others.
Well, that's KUT's Marissa Charpentier. You can read her full article at kut.org. Marissa, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.